Joining me now is the president of the World Clown Association, Randy Christensen. Good morning to you, Randy.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. I wasn't sure that I'd be speaking to the president of the World Clown Association any time in my lifetime, but it's an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Tell me, what do you know about what is happening worldwide? Obviously, it started in the US. What's going on with people dressing up like clowns but apparently trying to terrify others?
Okay. First of all, please don't blame the U.S. for everything. So, well, I do think it is it's interesting. I think most of this is just being pushed forward by social media. There's something... I think some of the people that are doing this, let me first of all say that we don't consider them clowns in any shape or form. The World Clown Association, you know, we're full of people who love children and bring smiles and want to help people laugh and bring comic relief and care and all of that. So I know the people that are dressing up basically are going out and buying a Halloween mask and then trying to scare people. And no professional clown would ever take part in anything like that. So,
is it damaging your reputation, though, do you think, the fact that they're sort of taking what you do and putting an awful spin on it?
Yes. I have talked to different members of our association that are certainly have had cancellations, and some of these people are hobbyists. Others are full-time performers, and it has had some impact on the general view of our society. So,
Randy, you mentioned that this is sort of spreading through social media. Is that sort of the problem with things like this? It did sort of originate elsewhere, and now we are seeing it in little old Perth over here in Western Australia, where, in fact, it branched out to one of our regional towns over the weekend, and a couple of girls were chased by a man in a clown mask.
Yes. Well, and that's it. I appreciate you even saying it, though. It's somebody in a clown mask. I think at any point in time, if somebody is wearing a Halloween mask and they chase you, you should contact the police, whether it's a clown mask or a mask of Hillary Clinton or, you know, whatever the mask is. So for some reason, when people put on a mask like this, they feel a freedom really to do antisocial acts. I mean, people put on a mask and rob a bank. You know, people put on a mask and they feel like nobody can tell who they are. And once again, that has nothing to do with professional clowning. This is a person who, you know, wants to terrify, and they found a freedom and I guess get a thrill out of causing that type of terror in people. We at the World Clown Association stand totally against that.
Do you know
we are in full...
Sorry, apologies for interrupting you there. Do you know where this originated from in terms of, was it a prank or a movie promotion we might have heard?
Well, the first one that I heard about, somebody had called because there was a person dressed up as a clown and it didn't seem right, and they called the police, and it ended up the person was actually having a tryout for a movie. They were trying to create a scene. And that happened here in the United States. That's one of the areas I heard about. And, you know, and then, of course, there becomes copycats. So.
Now, do you hope that this might disappear as fast as it's sort of taken off as well?
I really believe it will. Honestly, every year at this time, as we approach Halloween, we start having some things like this happen as people dress up and they start acting out things that they think would be entertaining when it comes to fear and Halloween, those types of things. So that's part of, numerous different cultures. But I believe that within a week after Halloween, this will probably fade and be gone away.
And Randy, thank you very much for your time. But tell me, what do you think is more terrifying, being chased by someone in a clown mask or someone in a Donald Trump or a Hillary Clinton mask?
Well, in about an hour here in the United States, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are going to be having a debate, and we'll learn more after that, I guess.
Very diplomatic of you. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I really do appreciate it.